2023 National English Competition for College Students, Type C, Sample. Section A. In this section, you will hear 5 short conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, 1 question will be asked, and you have 15 seconds to read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
One. I saw an interesting program last night on the new computer. Did you see it?
You mean that expensive laptop? No, I didn't, but I read about it in the paper. It's a great idea, isn't it?
Actually, I'm kind of afraid that it won't be used for education. I think a lot of kids will just use it to surf the internet.
Question. What's the man interested in? I read that Union Teamworks has made changes to its main factory. They say they've lowered pollution levels by 20%.
Wait, weren't they the ones pouring waste into the river a few years ago?
That's right. The article also said something about that. The company was fined $50,000. I guess they're trying to change their image.
Question. How did the company try to change their image?
Three. What should we do about the animals while we're on vacation?
I was thinking of asking our neighbor Bob to take them in. But we've got 3 cats and a dog. It's really a lot to ask.
Yeah, it is. You know, there's a pet motel on Woodland Avenue. I'll go online and look for reviews about the place.
Question. What will the couple do to their pets? Four. Did you get my email with the link to the coffee maker ad?
I did, thanks. I laughed so hard when the coffee maker started yelling, "I just made a pot of coffee. Get up and drink it."
Right. I was thinking of getting one for Paul. You know how much trouble he has waking up? It would be a perfect gift.
Question. Why did the man want to buy a coffee maker for Paul? Five. You should go clothes shopping with me. I know exactly what you need to improve your style.
I know where you're going with this. You want me to get some really expensive designer clothes. I doubt I have enough room on my credit card for one Armani shirt.
It's not that bad. Believe me, just 1 or 2 pieces could totally change your look.
Question. What's the woman's suggestion to the man?
Section B. In this section, you will hear 2 long conversations. Each conversation will be read only once. At the end of each conversation, there will be a 1-minute pause. Conversation 1. Listen to the conversation. Then read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D and decide which is the best answer according to what you hear. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
I'd like to make an appointment now for my daughter. She wants to come in at the end of the week.
How about this Friday morning? That's Friday the 21st.
I don't think she can make the morning. Any openings in the afternoon?
There are appointments available at 2, 2:30, and 3:30.
We'll take the first one, please.
Okay, that's done.
Oh, and what shall my daughter do if she wants to switch a doctor?
She can just give us a call here. Do you want to take the number down?
Yes, please.
It's 7253-9829.
Can you give me your name again, please?
My name's Angela, but there are two other girls who might be on duty as well. Their names are Elizabeth and Rachel, but it doesn't matter who's on duty. Anyone can take care of it.
Now, what do we do if we need to call out a doctor during the night?
We've got a rotation system with the doctors in the area. There's a mobile number you can call, and that'll get through to the doctor who's on duty.
What's that number?
It's 0506-759-3856.
Got that. I didn't ask about any charges.
Like all Australia, prescriptions have to be paid for at the chemist at the prevailing rate. Some things, like vaccinations for travel and insurance reports, we make a standard charge for, and I can give you a price list for those. Consultations, though, are under the National Health Service, so they'll be free.
Great. Well, that's all. Thanks and goodbye.
Goodbye. Conversation 2. Listen to the conversation and complete the sentences with one word according to what you hear. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Hello there. Do you work in the computer room?
Yes, I do. Can I help you?
Well, I'm a first year, and I know that I'll need to use the computer room for my work, as I don't have a computer of my own. So I thought I'd get down here and see what I have to do in order to get time on one of the university's computers.
Okay, there are 4 computer labs open to undergraduates. The others can only be used by the staff and postgraduates. The names of the 4 labs that you can use are Wimborne, Franklin, Salisbury, and Court. Wimborne and Court are in this building, the Johnson Building. Franklin is in the Computer Sciences Building, and Salisbury is in the library.
So I can use them whenever I like?
Well, you can use them, but not whenever you like. As you can imagine, they're in quite a lot of demand, so you have to reserve your time on a computer. In each of the labs, there is a reservation book, and you can reserve your time on a computer in that for 2 hours daily. If a computer is free, though, you can go on it straight away. It's quite straightforward, but be sure to always write your name in the reservation book in pen, or someone can rub it out and put their name in instead.
Oh my God, does that really happen?
I'm afraid so, and far more often than you would think. When people are stressed about their assignments, they'll do anything to get some time on the computers. Better not try it yourself, though, or you'll be banned from the computers for the rest of the academic year, and your password and username will be taken away. Section C. In this section, you will hear 5 short news items. Each item will be read only once. After each item, there will be a 15-second pause. During the pause, read the question and the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Section 16. The scientists in New Zealand are working on ways to reduce the amount of gas that comes out of cows. They are considering changing the food the animals eat, putting a device on the cows that changes the methane into something safer, or even giving them a vaccine. There is also talk of feeding the cows a special red seaweed, or giving them a food addition known as a probiotic, which would help them digest the grass. The country promised to reduce the gas produced by farm animals by up to 47% by the year 2050.
Section 17. A new study has found that tools designed to warn drivers and automatically stop vehicles in emergency situations helped reduce crashes by about 50%. The study is one of the largest of its kind to examine the effectiveness of driver assistance systems. The research was carried out by the Partnership for Analytics Research in Traffic Safety. The organization is a partnership between automakers and the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Section 18. Scientists say they have discovered the closest black hole to Earth. Black holes are areas in space where gravity is so strong that nothing, not even light, can escape them. They are believed to be formed from collapsed stars. An international group of astronomers recently announced the discovery of the black hole, which sits about 1,600 light years from Earth. A light year is the distance light travels in 1 year. In space, light moves about 9.4 trillion kilometers each year.
Section 19. The mining industry is pushing to explore more of the world's deep oceans to find metals and minerals used for electric vehicles and other technologies. But some scientists are worried that deep-sea mining will damage the environment and the biological systems important to the atmosphere. Scientists, lawyers, and government officials are meeting until November 11 in Jamaica to discuss the issue. The International Seabed Authority, an independent group created by a United Nations treaty, organized the meeting.
Section 20. Scientists and farmers in Argentina are testing a genetically modified version of wheat known as HB4. It uses a gene taken from sunflowers. The gene from sunflowers is useful because the flowers can grow well in places where temperatures are high and water is not plentiful. The farmers in Argentina would like their wheat to grow the same way. Scientists say the HB4 wheat should be able to produce 20% more than a traditional wheat crop under hot and dry conditions.
Section D. In this section, you will hear one monologue. The monologue will be read twice. After listening, Answer the questions using not more than 6 words. Write the answers on the answer sheet.
Okay, in today's lecture, we're going to talk about the most famous playwright, William Shakespeare. And here is an introduction of him first. Most people agree that Shakespeare is the greatest English playwright in history. His plays have been translated into so many languages that many people around the world have had a chance to read or see at least one of his many works. William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, England, in 1564. He lived and wrote during the time when Queen Elizabeth I ruled. This was a successful time for the English, who had just won a war against Spain. Throughout the country was a general feeling of satisfaction and hopefulness. It proved to be an important time for the development of English culture. Elizabethans enjoyed literature, music, and poetry, but most of all, they loved to attend the theater. Elizabethan theaters welcomed people of all classes, so everyone, from worker to royalty, was able to enjoy Shakespeare's plays. Shakespeare wrote many plays, including 13 comedies, 6 tragedies, and 13 historical pieces. His tragic works include Hamlet, Julius Caesar, Othello, and Romeo and Juliet. Regardless of the topic, the plots and characters of Shakespeare's plays are always well-developed, detailed, and interesting. Shakespeare had an exceptional understanding of how people feel and think. He invented such realistic characters that audiences have been able to understand and appreciate them for hundreds of years. His characters deal with strong feelings of love, hate, envy, and greed. The dramatic situations he created were universal. Thus, they have appealed to audiences from different centuries and cultures. It is for these reasons that Shakespeare's works are as significant and popular today as when he lived. Okay, in today's lecture, we're going to talk about the most famous playwright, William Shakespeare, and here is an introduction of him first. Most people agree that Shakespeare is the greatest English playwright in history. His plays have been translated into so many languages that many people around the world have had a chance to read or see at least one of his many works. William Shakespeare was born in Stratford-upon-Avon, England, in 1564. He lived and wrote during the time when Queen Elizabeth I ruled. This was a successful time for the English, who had just won a war against Spain. Throughout the country was a general feeling of satisfaction and hopefulness. It proved to be an important time for the development of English culture. Elizabethans enjoyed literature, music, and poetry, but most of all, they loved to attend the theater. Elizabethan theaters welcomed people of all classes, so everyone, from worker to royalty, was able to enjoy Shakespeare's plays. Shakespeare wrote many plays, including 13 comedies, 6 tragedies, and 13 historical pieces. His tragic works include Hamlet, Julius Caesar, Othello, and Romeo and Juliet. Regardless of the topic, the plots and characters of Shakespeare's plays are always well-developed, detailed, and interesting. Shakespeare had an exceptional understanding of how people feel and think. He invented such realistic characters that audiences have been able to understand and appreciate them for hundreds of years. His characters deal with strong feelings of love, hate, envy, and greed. The dramatic situations he created were universal. Thus, they have appealed to audiences from different centuries and cultures. It is for these reasons that Shakespeare's works are as significant and popular today as when he lived.